I think so.
I'm going to be driving through this to my therapist.
Okay.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Searchlight Town Advisory Board meeting, September 11, 2024. Please note this meeting is audio and video recorded. You find the audio recordings on the Clark County's website, and you can find the video recordings on the Searchlight Town Advisory Board YouTube channel. Please note, items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With a 48-hour advance request, a sign language interpreter, or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 702-455-3530 or Relay Nevada toll-free at 800-326-6868. Supporting material provided to board members for this meeting may be requested from Sandy Harris at 702-298-0828. Supporting material will also be available at the Clark County Department of Administrative Services, 500 South Point Central Parkway, 6th floor, Las Vegas, Nevada. Supporting material will also be available on the county's website at clarkcounty.gov/searchlighttap. Board members, Kyle Myers, Chairperson, James Allen, Vice Chairperson, Kim Colton, Natalie Jeter, and Kayla McGinnis. Secretary Tammy Harris and County Liaison Mark Moskowitz. This time I'd like to call the meeting to order. If we could all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Now we're moving on to a roll call. Kyle Myers here. James Allen.
Here.
Kim Colton.
Here.
Natalie Jeter.
Here.
Kayla McGinnis.
Here.
All members are present. Moving on to a public comment period. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Have any public comment out there? All right, moving on. Approval of the minutes for August 14th, 2024.
Motion to approve.
We have a second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed 5-0. Approval of the minutes for August 28th, 2024.
Motion to approve.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion approved, 5-0. And then approval of the agenda for September 11th, 2024, and hold, combine, or delete any items.
Motion to approve.
Do we have a second?
Second.
And all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion approved, 5-0. And moving on to informational items. Item number one, receive a report and updates from the South County Liaison, Mark Moskowitz, regarding updates on third annual animal vaccine clinic scheduled for Saturday, September 28th, and any other updates from Clark County.
Thank you, Chair.
I want to just let everyone know we've got flyers in the back. It's for our third annual Searchlight Animal Vaccine Clinic. That's going to be Saturday, September 28th, 2 to 3:30 at the fire station. I want to thank Kim and her team for always letting us use that area. It's a great event. So if you have any questions, call our office. A lot of times it's the vaccines that all the animals need. So if you have any questions like that, they've been doing it for about two years now, and we've had a really good turnout. So please come and support this great event. I also want to let everyone know we've got some the newsletters in the back from Commissioner Knapp for September. It's got a lot of good information, so please pick one up. And as always, if you want an electronic copy, just let us know and we can send that to you. And the last thing I know today is September 11th, so I want to make sure we do some remembrance and thank all of our first responders and check in on people, because I know it's a heavy day, and it's really important to thank our first responders and our team. So that's it.
Awesome. Thank you, Mark. Are there any questions out there for Mark Moskowitz, Park County? Anything from the board? Right. Thank you again, Mark. Moving on to item number 2, present a proclamation to recognize Joan Messenbrink for International Day of Charity in Clark County. Yes, please give applause. Joan, if you could come up here for a moment. Working with government and various other organizations to support our seniors, volunteering to take care of the cemetery and museum by having a seat on the Searchlight Museum Guild Executive Board, or helping citizens get back and forth from doctor's visits or grocery shopping, Joan Messenbrink is an outstanding person and Searchlighter, and I am proud to present her with this proclamation of achievement in honor of International Day of Charity. Congratulations, Joan and Nikki, for all that you do. Of our hearts.
Well done, John. Thank you.
The word was surprised there.
Amazing lady.
Yeah.
All right, so we're moving on to item number two. Present a proclamation to, number three. Present a proclamation to recognize Michelle Brown for National Food Bank Day in Clark County. So Michelle wasn't able to make the meeting tonight, so Mark and I were able to present it to her earlier this morning. And I just go ahead and say a little something, even though she's not here. Michelle Brown is an extraordinary person who loves to help out her community, whether it be serving our town as a community emergency response team leader, community development advisory committee representative, a member of the Searchlight Betterment Organization, or a volunteer manager at the Searchlight Food Bank. She is always striving to go above and beyond for our citizens, constantly using her own time and money to pick up and deliver food to the Searchlight Food Bank from Laughlin. In honor of National Food Bank Day, I'd like to congratulate Michelle for her proclamation and thank her for all that she has done for Searchlight. Mark, would you like to add anything to that?
I would just say, if you see Michelle around town, just give her a little pat on the back and thank her for all she does. She didn't really want to be recognized, but she's one of those unsung heroes, just the same as Joan in the community that, you know, needs a little hug and everything every once in a while to thank them for all they do that no one ever sees. So,
absolutely spot on. Can we do one more round of applause for Joan and Michelle, please? Thank you, everyone. And moving on to item number four, receive a report from Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns.
I'm not in uniform for that.
Okay. Do we have a report, Tammy? We do. James, would you like to read that one for us?
Searchlight calls for service last month in August 2024. 25 calls for service, a decrease from last year of over 30%. Traffic citations, 14. Juvenile citations at Terrible's. There were three last month, and at the BB Hotel, no juvenile citations, but looks like this is broken down a little bit, I'm sorry. The BB Hotel had, looks like, one call for August compared to three in July, which looks like 4% of the calls. The first call was for Terrible's, it was a medical call. The second call was a male threatening to shoot someone. That suspect was gone on arrival. The third call for lost stolen phone.
Thank you, James. And moving on to item number five, receive a report from Kim Colton, Searchlight Volunteer Fire District, regarding calls for service during the past month and other fire prevention issues.
Kim Colton, representing the Searchlight Volunteer Fire Department. In August of 24, we had 11 calls for service, with 8 of them being medical, 2 auto, and 1 fire. This is a 31% decrease from August of 23, where we had 16 calls for service. Obviously, you guys can see the air quality and the smoke that has been in the community, and it was really excessive this morning. We did have a false alarm this morning about 4:30 that there, you know, a suspected fire that was over by Terrible's. But again, it was just the smoke, and it was very, very heavy this morning. So hopefully that'll clear out and get the air quality better. But it's related to fires in San Bernardino and also up north in northern Nevada. So, and that's all I've got.
Thank you, Kim. Is there any questions out there for Kim Colton with the fire department? Anything from the board? Okay. Thanks again, Kim. And moving on to item number six, receive a report from Sandra Yasinchak with Justice Court regarding statistics and other activities during the past month.
She's not here.
She's not here?
Okay.
We do have a report, though?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Kayla, would you like to read that report for us?
So for the month of August, there was 15 arraignments, 12 status checks, and 7 all-hearing trials, 196 new civil citations filed, 108 criminal misdemeanor citations filed, 5 probable cause, 3 new criminal complaints filed from the district attorney, 198 cases closed, and 27 new active warrants.
Thank you, Kayla. And moving on to item number 7, receive a report from Kathy Flanagan with Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the status of the water system. Hello, Kathy.
Aaron Gamble, Las Vegas Valley Water District. So August usage for 2024, 4.66 million gallons compared to last year, 3.98 million gallons. So it was an increase, about 680,000 gallons. Again, it's still, it's hot. So we did find one leak. We didn't have any leaks for the month of August, but we did actually find one earlier this week. It was found by one of our rural system operators on Monday. Distribution came out and fixed it on Tuesday. So that might have something to correlate with that. Sometimes it just takes a lot of water to come to the surface. So we'll know more next week. Staff continues to reach out to the residents if they think you might have a leak at your house. We're trying not to bug people, but when it comes to possible leaks, we do kind of bug people. So we're going to continue to do that. Something that we had happened in one of our other small systems, a resident actually saw somebody pulling water off of a hydrant. It wasn't here in Searchlight, but another one of the rural systems. Please keep your eyes open. If you see somebody hooked up to a hydrant, we're not telling you to go make contact with them. If you don't see a hydrant meter or something like that, take some pictures, reach out to our customer care, let us do some research and look into it. There are occasionally, we do issue hydrant meters out here in the rural systems, but they're going to be close to the hydrant. So let us know, because we're not always out here, and obviously we're far away from here. So a lot of times, by the time we get here, people are not hooked up to the hydrant. So just something to keep your eyes open.
Any questions out there for the water district? Anything from the board? Kim?
Aaron, since we have a big crowd today, maybe if you could remind us how the texts come out from the water district so that we know that they're not spam.
Okay, so I'm going to try to remember. You're going to get a text that's going to say that you might have a leak. Let's see here. Let's see if I actually have a copy of that sometime. What I'll do is at the next meeting, I'll bring that paper that shows it, but you will get a text. I don't remember whether it actually has a phone number that's on it. If you're concerned about it, just look on your phone, on your water bill, call the number for customer care on your water bill, and you can just say, hey, I got a text message. I just want a little bit of information. You know, do I actually have one? But it's not, I haven't heard of anybody getting a spam water. Or have you?
No, and the reason I bring it up, and I should have probably mentioned it during when I was talking about the fire department, because of the fires up north when I was living in northern Nevada, I got a call that said, came in as emergency comm in lowercase, and I was like, spam. I mean, it was weird. And it was an evacuation order. And I ignored it and threw it to voicemail, and they kept calling. So just be aware, like, if it does, it comes in as emergency, and it said COMM, and I'm like, I didn't know what it was and ignored it. So just wanted everyone to be aware of that. Just thought it crossed my mind and like in the text, so I wanted to bring that up.
I'm sorry, I forgot exactly what this
is. So, and it does says LVVWD, in all caps, data shows a continuous flow of water at, and then it says you may have a leak. Okay. So it is verifiable.
I applaud the service. Even this month is the third time that I've been saved from that automated service from major damage to my home. So it's, thank you to the water district for setting that up.
I'm glad it's working for people. So like I said, when it ends up being higher than, you know, there's a certain threshold where we'll actually physically have somebody make a phone call. But yeah, the automated thing is fantastic. It's just a very low threshold.
Yeah, I love it. It saved me a bunch of times.
That's good.
Do we have any other questions, guys, for the water district? All right. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.
Thanks, Aaron.
All right. And item number 8, receive a report and information from Maria O'Brien with Help of Southern Nevada regarding services.
She has a sick child. So.
Oh, she had her child was sick and she wasn't able to make it tonight. Hope your child gets better. Moving on to item number 9, receive information from Lisa Ortega with Nevada Plants Community Forestry regarding trees for individuals and the community.
Thanks for having me. I was wondering how everybody's tree's doing. Hopefully they're doing good. We've got almost 100 trees out to the community. Here's a map, obviously incomplete because there's not 100. We would like to come back, and we would kind of like to target this middle area here, to the left and the right of Cottonwood Cove, and kind of like get this nice. If there's other projects that you want to do, bigger trees, we're down for whatever kind of community beautification you might want to do in a park or facilities or whatever you want to do. We're here at your disposal while the money is rolling. We spent a whole $20,000 since we got our grant. We actually have to spend $20,000 a quarter to make it to the end of the grant with no money. So thanks for wanting trees. I brought my calendar if you want to set a date, even though it's for discussion only. But just let me know, whoever wants to. And I also like to thank James Allen, because every single time we've come here, he's like hauled trees in his personal vehicle, calling, texting, meet me over here, over at this nursery, you know, that nursery. And he always shows up with a smile, makes a couple loads, and you know I couldn't do it without you, so I appreciate it. Thanks for helping the community get trees from the back to their vehicles and all that stuff that y'all do. And I'm from Ely, and this reminds me of Ely, except that they fight a lot more. So,
well, Lisa, if you could just if you could stay at the podium for just a moment, I'm going to open to the board first. So regarding the grants for community trees, does those grants include any kind of watering or sprinkler systems, or for public use anyway, not for residential?
Not mainline. No 4-inch.
No, we're not.
Ever after that, sure.
Sprinklers.
We can make something happen for sure. If you need extra irrigation to run at a school or whatever, we would totally do that. It don't allow mainline, so no 4-inch.
Right.
Anything less than 4-inch, you know. Down for it. So
gotcha.
If you got the bones in place and you just want to do like another valve, that kind of thing, like absolutely.
Okay. Okay. That was my only question. Does anyone else from the board have a question?
No, that's it.
Anything from the public? All right. Thank you so much, Lisa.
Thank you. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you.
Item number 10, receive a report from Will Smith with Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the wastewater system and water usage. Natalie, would you like to read that one for us?
Sure. So during August, they treated an average of 44,000 gallons per day in comparison to 42,000 gallons per day in 2023. For a difference between that, the flow increased by 2,000 gallons per day from last year at this time. There were no sewer service complaints for the month of August, and there were no calls that were received during August either. And then there is a monthly flow comparison chart that's attached to that.
Thank you, Natalie. And item number 11, receive a report from Parks and Recreation regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities. Kim, would you like to read that report for us?
Send it over to James.
What's that?
Send it over to James.
Oh, there you go, James. You've been volunteers.
All in total. Okay. For the last month, looked like Searchlight had 5 programs and over 136 visits, and that's all.
Thank you, James. All right, so item number 12, receive a report from Kelly Luer, Southern Clark County Coordinator with UNR Extension, regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities.
Hi, guys. Kelly Luer, UNR Extension. We had Nevada Plants, the ladies from Nevada Plants, come out and talk to the garden volunteers today, right before this meeting, about pruning. Our hope is to plant the trees that they've donated to our garden, and then just talking to Lisa again about having them come out with another event with some more trees, and getting those planted in the ground and getting a little bit more green and shade around that area. So very generous in giving to this community to establish our garden, and so we're just really thankful to them. We will be planting in those wooden planters soon. We were kind of waiting for the weather to change. And those were purchased by SBO, so we're thankful to them for purchasing those. And we began our 4-H programming today in the library with the little guys. We began a Lego robotics curriculum, and it's for the kindergarten through the fifth grade. And Devin presented a space-themed curriculum. And so they all build rovers and satellites and items for a moon base. It gets them excited. And I begin a teen survivor curriculum this Friday here. We'll do a 3 to 4 when the kids get off the bus from Boulder City. They'll meet here from 3 to 4. And we start with basic woodworking concepts and using household tools, because a lot of them don't know how to. And I've also partnered with Endow. We're gonna do a couple fishing days. We're partnered with UNR Extension, Family and Youth Services, and I'm gonna have the ladies bring the sewing machines out. We're gonna teach kids how to use sewing machines. They're gonna learn archery. So it's just little bits and pieces of different things, and I just made it fun by making it sound survivor so that they would be able to learn some different concepts and survive on their own. They're excited about it. The boys especially want me to bring a curriculum at the very end in December on small motors. I think they think we're just gonna ride motorcycles, but we're gonna look at some small motors and how they function. We also started a First Lego League Robotics club, and it's specifically for junior high school, and they'll meet on Wednesdays from 3 to 4 and Fridays after the junior high and high school teen survivor. We'll do that through the fall because the competition is in December. It was kind of a last minute decision. I don't know robotics. I think I've said that when I've stood up at this podium, because I was very thankful to Luis from Equinox Gold, because he was thinking that his engineers would be able to assist in this. Well, this is kind of a dummy program for me. They walk me through it. We have coaches' corners. I was in one last night until 8. And our kickoff workshop is next Saturday in Las Vegas, where we bring the kids down, and there are mentors that will show the kids how to build the robots. And so when I have them here, I just mentor them and facilitate, and they go through the program and they learn how to build whatever these things are. And they have missions. There's 15 things on a map. It's an underwater themed called Submerged. I had the boys here last Friday. Right now there's about 5. I can only have 10. I have 5 of them that are very excited, and they're Legos. So just like the little kids today, they are so fired up to build with Legos and have 5 boys in a room building things. They're so excited. I'm excited. I don't know what I'm doing, but I will bring it to you every single time and tell you exactly how we're progressing. We do have clinics to bring them to, which I've reserved the vans. The most exciting part is that, yes, there is a fee. By the seat of my pants, I applied for a grant and we got it. And so I was just awarded that last week. It's for the kits that will come and for our registration. And so the kids aren't paying a dime. And that's the best part for this community, is that they're gonna get their hands on some really cool equipment. And we may not do very well this season, but it's an inaugural season. So I'm excited. Devin is also offering an outdoor Nevada workshop, and the first hike is on September 16th, which is Monday. It's a teacher in-service day, so she's hoping to take the kids each in-service day to some cool place around. I think I told you guys that last town hall advisory board meeting. And so it'll be Christmas Tree Pass. She does have kids from Laughlin and Searchlight that will be going, and pre-registration is required. I have flyers in the back if anybody's interested. SBO is still working on the grant writing for the shade structure, and I've sat in a couple meetings with Michelle. They are actually walking her through the grant writing process, and they need specific letters and different types of verbiage for the grant, but it looks like we're a really good candidate for that. And it's a shade structure, much like the shade structure at the elementary school over the playground equipment. I know there's some concern as to too much shade, but I think they've looked into that. The garden itself needs anywhere from 6 to 8 hours of sunlight. And this summer, I think it got plenty of sun, 6 to 8 hours. So we'll look at that when the time comes. We continue to have volunteers hand water the raised beds and the donated fruit trees until we can utilize the actual water utility line. I'm glad Aaron is here, because Las Vegas Valley Water District's come out multiple times to provide us with mulch and crushed slate, and we're just getting this material. It's just phenomenal to have this kind of backing from the Water District. It's exciting. It just is located outside, and you might see it when you're driving by, because we can't put it in the garden until the irrigation lines are dug, and we can't dig the irrigation lines until we're actually connected to the county line. And so it's just really a waiting game with the county. They did give us a spigot so that we can water closer to the garden, but it's just, it's a waiting game. It's county property, so we lease from them. Next month on October 12th, Dr. Robinson's coming to the Laughlin Library and speaking on arachnids in the desert Southwest. Event is free, open to the public. It goes from 11 to 12:30, and I also have flyers in the back for that. I also dropped off the monthly Healthy Aging and Living newsletters. I bring those every month from that department, from UNR Extension. It's really awesome. It's got a ton of information. It has different herbs to use during the seasons and different things you can bake and cook, and they do a really good job. So I bring them every month. They're in the back for September. Any questions for me? I think that's it.
Any questions out there for Ms. Kelly with the UNR Extension? Thank you, Kelly. All right, item number 13. Receive a report from Tyler Young with Searchlight Library regarding current and upcoming programs. No Tyler tonight. Okay, item number 14. Receive a report from Kyle Myers regarding current road conditions and public works concerns. I do not have anything to report this month, but I take any concerns from the public, complaints. Thank you. And moving on to item 15, announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events. We have any announcements? Any announcements?
Well, I can do from Adequame. So on October 5th, there will be a National Public Lands Day. That's going to be out at Walking Box Ranch from 8 to 1 p.m. There'll be Walking Box Ranch tours, cleanup, and then there'll be some speakers out there as well, too, on some of the plants and things like that. That's still to be firmed up for that actual agenda. There's information on the friendsofibiquame.org website for additional information on that. There'll also be an event on November 2nd, so it's the typical first Saturday of every month. It'll be 9 to 12 for that one, volunteering to clean up out at Walking Box Ranch, and then there'll also be a speaker on the history of Ibiquame and Nevada at that one as well, too.
Thank you, Natalie. Any other announcements out there? All right, moving on to planning and zoning. We got a zone change 240394 O'Brien Patrick T. Trust and O'Brien Patrick T. TRS zone change to reclassify 11.73 acres from the RS80 residential single family 80 zone to a commercial general zone for a future commercial development, generally located on the north side of Cottonwood Cove Road and the east side of Gas Line Road within Searchlight. Description on file for possible action and to the BCC October 2nd, 2024. Do we have a speaker? Okay. Can you please come up to the speaker's podium, please?
My name is Sam Wright. I'm with Islamic Marine out of Boulder City. We're the Centurion and Supreme boat dealer up there. About 2 years ago, I was called down here to do a proposal regarding the marina here. And I came down here, spent about 4 months working on that, discovered what an awesome place this is. Absolutely love the lake, love everything going on here. Talked a few of my partners into putting up a little money and buying some property here. I'd like to build a new boat store over here. I'd like to build indoor boat storage, and I'd like to build some boat condominiums there. I've got some renderings if you'd like to take a look at what what I had in mind to do.
Cheer up. This is the site layout. Right now is actually right next door. It's the property next door to here. Then this would be the condos he was talking about, your weekend getaway, where you have your boat storage underneath, and then you have maybe a two-bedroom, two-bath.
Would you be able to flip this one up over?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, there.
Sean's our engineer on the project.
Thank you.
Sean.
That's a little easier, isn't it?
There we go.
It looked all right for me. I was looking at it this way. But, yeah, so your condos are on the other side here. Your neighborhood, your boat sales would be here in the middle, and then your internal boat parking would be over here on the right-hand side.
So this is over on the other side of the courthouse, correct?
Correct. Yep, sure is.
Gas line, is that the dump road?
Yes.
Yeah, just to clarify.
Yeah.
Goes up to a park or some yard up there.
Yeah, it's the dump, yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, got a cool product. One of them's already bought. It's mine.
That's really cool.
We have been a business for over 30 years. I'm aware of some of the challenges down here with storage and with boats in particular. One of the things I'll mention to you is a lot of folks that have an old boat that they want to get rid of, their style has become to come in and rent storage for 30 days, leave the boat and disappear, which creates a lot of problems. That is something we don't do. Our storage will all be indoor here. We're not interested in anybody's junk. I don't want a trashy place. I want a very upscale development. We operate a concierge type service in Boulder City. Our customers, I've got probably 55 or so people in our new surf boats and runabouts. And we store them in our facility in Boulder City. If they want to use them, they call us. We get them out, we make sure the oil's changed, make sure they're fueled clean, and have them ready for them. And when they're done with them, they bring them in, drop them back off, and I do the whole thing in reverse again. So we're talking about a little higher end operation here. We're not going to have any junk out here. We're not going to have anything outside. Our dealership is going to offer service. The way we have the building set up to build there, we're going to have a dozen bays behind the building on a pad that will be out of sight, and our service boats, what doesn't fit inside, will sit behind the building. Not going to have anything out front. Our showroom will be towards the front of Cottonwood Cove Road, waist-high block wall, glass to the ceiling. We're not going to be a giant place, but enough to put four or five boats inside, show what we have, and offer boating accessories, safety equipment, jackets, that kind of stuff. Anybody has any questions for me? Shoot.
So this is a public hearing, so if anyone would like to speak, please come up to the speaker's podium. Okay. This time I'm going to close this item to the public and open it up to the board. I'm sure there's some questions from the board.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
You call my attorneys around, right?
No, that's fine, unless the board wants to see that again. Do you have a more in-depth plan of the site at this time? I know you have some buildings there, but like the whole master plan of the site, maybe like the landscaping, where the condos would go, some renderings of that at this time?
We do have what we'd like to propose, but we're still a little ways away from having it done. We're thinking 28 condominium units there. There'll be boat-sized garages with living quarters on top. 28 of those total, probably 100 to 150 storage units, and then the boat dealership. We don't have a whole lot more work going on.
So this is pretty much the layout of what you guys plan to do. This is not down to the nitty-gritty like landscaping and stuff like that yet.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, I see now. Oh.
We just recently got the road across the back and down the side vacated, so we've got another 50 feet on each of those spots. We're going to be reworking.
I'm so sorry. Could you push that up just a little bit? Thank you. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Sorry about that. Over here is our condos. This is the retail sales, and this would be your indoor storage.
And then this is a pretty big project, it sounds like. Is this the biggest project you've done?
No. Well, we've done a few a little bit bigger. Colorado, I did three filings at the Horseshoe Reservoir some years ago. Approximately 170 homes up there.
And just one more. So there'll be some boat storage involved with this, as you said. In back of the property, I guess? Or?
On the side. Those would be on the west side towards Gaslight Road. I anticipate 100 to 150 units. I expect that they're going to be 50 feet long, 20 foot wide, 14 foot doors to accommodate a larger boat. No outdoor storage, strictly indoor.
Okay. And do you already have the funding for the project?
What do you anticipate the cost will be?
Of just this project? Yeah. I expect it's going to be in excess of $20 million.
The reason I think we're asking the questions, or I am, is we've had a lot of projects start out here. They look great. Nice subdivision across the street. Didn't get finished, one by the airport. And then I found out even up Grandpa's Road, RV park that never saw the light of day, but a lot of work went into it. So that's kind of why I'm really pressing these answers.
I just bought 22 of those lots in the subdivision over here, and that's another project I'm excited about. I hope to put 50 single family homes over there as well. Probably that is going to, we're going to break ground over there before we get started here. We've got fair amount of work to do here, and I've got another project on the other side of the highway on Nickton Road that we're looking at, and that'll be approximately 70 homes. But yes, we're ready to move forward. Everything we own here is cash money, nothing's financed. We're prepared to follow through and make it happen.
I think James was just more concerned about stuff like, I'm sure you drove out or by it. You've been to the Cove many times and whatnot, or even tonight. There's a small junkyard, I guess, storage right there in front of town. And we had another gentleman that was coming into town that wanted to do a truck storage over by the Rebel. He paved the lot and then realized he didn't do all of his homework, and then so now it's up for sale. So I think that's kind of what James has kind of touched on a little bit, just worried about something like that happening.
We've been working on this project for about a year and a half so far. We're not going to turn a shovel until we've got our ducks in a row, and we're pretty much there now. We've got to go through our land use up in Las Vegas yet, but I don't anticipate a whole lot of problem with that. And this will be done in phases, of course. First phase is get our commercial building up. Get the boat store going, and then the storage and the condominiums, second and third.
And what's your anticipated timing?
Depending on what we get with Clark County, I would like to start construction by the beginning of next year, and I would like to be finished with it within 5 years.
And what's your next step after this, after tonight, if this is approved?
After tonight, we go to, planning up in Clark County on the 12th, and we go to the commissioners on November 1st. Once we get that done, we'll be looking to put up our first building over here. I don't know if you've driven by anybody, but we've already had it graded and fenced over there. Our initial building is lying on the ground over there. So as quickly as we can get permits, get some concrete poured, we're going to get a building up.
Sounds like you're wanting to do everything by the book.
What's interesting about your area, nobody's doing it. I don't know why nobody has done it before, but you need a new boat dealer here. And somebody that's going to do it right.
Absolutely.
I'm not talking about a yard full of crap. I want to bring some nice pontoons, nice surf boats, family-oriented property. And we've been very successful doing it. If you care to get on the internet, take a look at islandlakemarine.com. You'll see we're pretty successful over here.
Can you repeat that again for us?
Island Lake Marine.
It's up in Colorado.
We have some islands up in northern Colorado at our dealership that we rent for events. We also run Cherry Creek Reservoir in Denver, which has been a great thing. We expanded out here at Boulder City 6 years ago. I've been out here running that store for 6 years. My next move is here. We've got some stuff on Havasu already. And this is the hidden gem.
And that was going to be my comment. Thank you for seeing that Searchlight is this community that has been overlooked, and that what they're referring to was due to the housing collapse. And since the housing collapse, it almost seems like we've been do not touch area, and we need someone like you that's going to come in and help with the development, help get those houses finished over there, and we're grateful. I've heard about you, and hadn't had the chance to meet you, so it's a pleasure, and thank you.
I can tell you that I'm not the only one. There's another store out of California looking here right now, too.
I'd have to agree completely with what Kim said. I like the layout and what you guys have going on, so. You guys have anything else you'd like to add? Okay. Well, with that, do we have a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to approve as written.
Okay. And do we have a second?
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed 5-0. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you. Look forward to meeting you all.
Likewise. Right, and moving on to general business. Item number one, consider issuing a letter of support to the Searchlight Betterment Organization's application for the T-Mobile Hometown Grant for the Searchlight Community Garden. So I'm just gonna jump right out there and abstain from this vote. As you know, I am a current member with the Searchlight Betterment Organization for quite some time now, and I will leave this item at that and let James take over.
Consider issuing a letter of support to the Searchlight Betterment Organization application for the T-Mobile Hometown Grant for the Searchlight Community Garden. We have more information. Kyle?
So I can give a little bit of background information. I know Michelle reached out to the town board with the Searchlight Betterment Organization there's a grant with the USDA Rural Partners Network to do a T-Mobile grant to, I believe, install a shade structure out there for the community garden, and Michelle's been getting letters of support. Commissioner Naft has written a letter of support as well, so we're just trying to get some other community letters, so that's why we've asked the town board. Michelle, through the Searchlight Betterment Organization, asked to put it forward, so if you make a decision to ask for support, then we'll provide a letter and get that signed. So.
And is that something that Tammy would assist with?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So.
So do we need to make a motion to approve?
Do I have a motion to approve or make a motion to?
Yeah, so if you make a motion, then if the board approves.
So I'd like to make a motion to approve a letter from the Searchlight Town Board supporting Searchlight Betterment Organization's application for the T-Mobile Hometown Grant for the Searchlight Garden Community, and give our full support.
And do I have a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried, 5-0. Excuse me, 4-0.
Still not back from you.
Thank you, James, and the rest of the board. Moving on to comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Any other comments out there? Billy Joe?
Judy Bundorf, Grandpa's Road and Henderson. And I was going to add a little bit. Last Saturday, the 7th of September, we had one of the work days out at Walking Box Ranch, and we had most volunteers, I think, that we've ever had for just the first Saturday. And then an excellent program by Kim Garrison Means on desert plants, and she brought some samples of things we could, she made out of desert plants that we could eat. So it's very good. And as Natalie said, on the 5th, I think go online and register for that. BLM is going to be out there doing a bunch of work over in Wethump to improve some of the camp areas and to limit where people can camp instead of just going everywhere. And what else? Yeah, and there is a manager hired for the National Monument now. We've met him on a Zoom call, but not in person. And BLM's been working on trying to clean up the ranch house a little. They're making a dent in the rodent population and cleaning it up some. On a whole nother issue out off of Grandpa's Road, we're still having some issues with squatters. Fortunately, the young man who bought Sandy Bucklew's place is buying up some of the other lots and will be in a position to have some of those folks evicted. So we'll be working with Constable. Animal Control has already been out there. They're going to be back in another week or two to make sure they're taking care of however many dogs they have out there. So it's an interesting time in the desert.
Thank you very much. Anybody else have a public comment? John?
Joan Messenbrink, Messenbrink. I'm representing Searchlight Senior Center, 575 North Highway 95. What I want to say is thank you for everyone that's been helping us with the Senior Center. With a new program I wanted to bring to your attention. It's called your nutrition program of Nevada, and what it is, it's their mission and our mission is to bring the quality of life for our local citizens and seniors and families. And this consists of every third Wednesday of the month when we distribute 3 square. We will now be distributing frozen meals. Some families, people can get up to 20 meals for the month. And these are really nice meals. Also, I have all the applications at the Senior Center. And if anybody would sign up, there'll also be able to have delivery to their homes or pick up meals at the senior center on the third Wednesday of every month. So I want to let you know, if you know anybody, any family that might need a supply of frozen foods, and these are nice big frozen dinners, please let them know where to find us and come and enjoy some good meals.
Thank you, Joan.
Wait, Joan, can you comment on the vegetables that were done?
What's that?
On the...
Oh, our vegetables that we had this last week, that was wonderful. We had a truck pull up to the parking lot of the senior center, and they distributed all kinds, fruit, vegetables. It was very successful. And if it keeps going like this in 3 months, they'll be back. And it was fantastic. And thank you for all the volunteers. It was great, great food.
Joan, they're tentatively supposed to be back in November, correct? Okay, so yeah, so stay tuned for an announcement around that time.
That's great.
Okay, awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joan. Anybody else have a public comment while I'm up here?
Billy's itching to say something.
The most walking I've done in a meeting.
See you, Leland.
Alrighty, guys, so our next meeting date is September 25th, 2024. And motion to adjourn. Do we have a second?
Second.
And all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed 5-0. Meeting adjourned. Thank you for coming, everybody.
Oh, I did have a comment.
Uh-oh.
Can we find some money and get some microphones?
Need some microphones.
Like 2 out of 5 broken.
When's the next meeting?
Yes. September
25th. Congratulations on the marriage, huh?
What?
Why is that?
I just realized that. I didn't even think that.
Turn it off.
Because it might throw me. I just realized when I read it. I'm not sure.
Kelly found it. Kelly's like the 25th.
I'm gonna find out.
Yeah. You guys do enough special meetings.
I know.
Bartender who was brand new, came to bartender.
Yeah.
She was scared to death. She brought the baby and the lady is behind the bar.